Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into True North by Bill George and Peter Sims, a transformative guide aimed for those on a quest to uncover their authentic selves while mastering the art of true leadership. Published in 2007, this book acts as a compass for readers, directing them towards their internal values and motivations, establishing a foundation for a professional life that harmonizes with their true selves. Bill George brings a wealth of experience as a professor of management practice at Harvard Business School and a seasoned board member of renowned corporations such as ExxonMobil, Goldman Sachs, and Novartis. As the author of the best-selling book Authentic Leadership, George's insights into leadership are both profound and practical. Peter Sims contributes his expertise from teaching the Leadership Perspectives course at Stanford Graduate School of Business and his hands-on experience as a co-founder of the London office of global investment firm Summit Partners. True North is tailored for leaders striving for a balance between their professional ambitions and personal values. Individuals aspiring to enhance their leadership capabilities and those seeking guidance on their journey towards achieving their goals. Join us as we uncover the essence of authentic leadership and how understanding your true north can guide you to lead with integrity and purpose. True North, discover your authentic leadership. Introduction. Discover your leadership compass and navigate to success. In the vast ocean of leadership, where storms brew and the compass spins wildly, how do great leaders manage to navigate with such unerring certainty? It often feels like they have a secret map or a mystical guide leading them towards the right decisions every time. But the truth is, there's no magic at play here, just a deep sense of self and a clear vision known as their true north. The authors of True North embarked on a remarkable journey, interviewing over 100 exceptional leaders to understand what sets them apart. It turns out, these individuals aren't superhuman. They're like you and me, but with a key difference. They know their true north. This isn't about having a perfect sense of direction at all times. It's about understanding who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to achieve. It's this inner compass that guides them, helping them to focus on what truly matters and steering them towards being the best leaders they can be. Imagine standing amidst chaos, with pressures mounting from every direction. It's in these moments that your true north becomes your beacon of hope, keeping you grounded, inspired, and authentic. Whether it's reshaping your approach to leadership or reinvigorating your passion for your work, discovering your true north can transform you into the leader you were meant to be. You'll be intrigued to learn about the chairman of The Gap, who found a new burst of motivation during a simple fishing trip, or how Oprah experienced a tearful revelation that altered her leadership style fundamentally. These stories highlight a crucial ingredient for exceptional leadership: self-awareness. It's the self-awareness to recognize one's strengths and weaknesses and to understand how personal experiences shape leadership style. True North is more than a destination. It's a journey of self-discovery. It's about finding the core of your being and letting that knowledge direct you towards your true potential as a leader. As we navigate through these insights, you'll learn the importance of being authentic to yourself and how it primes you not just for success, but for meaningful and impactful leadership. Part 1. Let your life story fuel your leadership journey. Every one of us carries a book within, pages filled with triumphs and setbacks, chapters marked by love and loss. Our life stories are more than mere recollections. They are reservoirs of inspiration and passion, especially for those on the path to authentic leadership. Unlike others who might walk past these tales, authentic leaders delve into their narratives, drawing strength and direction from their most pivotal moments. Authentic leaders stand out not just for their accomplishments, but for their genuineness. They lead with integrity and a commitment to serving others, often putting the well-being of their teams above their personal gain. But what fuels this selfless leadership style? It's their ability to mine deep insights from their own life stories to find their true north, that guiding principle that keeps them aligned with their authentic selves. One stirring example is Howard Schultz, the visionary behind Starbucks. Witnessing his father struggle after losing his job and the family's health coverage left a lasting imprint on Schultz. This personal ordeal paved his determination to foster a different reality for workers. By offering health benefits to part-time employees, Schultz did more than revolutionize a corporate policy. He honored his father's legacy and stepped forward as an authentic leader. Similarly, Rita Clark King's story illustrates the profound impact of one's background on their leadership journey. Facing the dual challenges of poverty and racial discrimination, growing up in 1940s Georgia, King's resolve only strengthened. Her pursuit of education and her efforts to dismantle barriers for others reflect a leadership style deeply influenced by her own struggles. King's work, especially her dedication to creating opportunities for the marginalized, echoes her commitment to her true north, driven by her personal history. These narratives underline a crucial lesson for emerging leaders. Your life story isn't just a background, it's a blueprint. Authentic leaders recognize that their experiences, especially the hardships, are not just obstacles but opportunities to forge a deeper connection with themselves and those they lead. By embracing where they come from, they can guide others with compassion, empathy, and an unwavering sense of purpose. This commitment to authenticity doesn't erase the scars of the past, but transforms them into beacons that light the way forward. So, as you navigate your leadership journey, remember the power nestled within your own story. Let it be the wind at your back, pushing you towards your true north, and watch as it turns your leadership into an act of profound service and impact. Part 2. When ego overpowers your compass, the pitfall of losing your true north. Ascending the ladder of success comes with its fair share of accolades and rewards. However, this rise often brings a hidden danger, the risk of drifting away from the path of authentic leadership. As the temptations of power and recognition grow, so does the likelihood of losing sight of one's true north, the inner moral compass that guides genuine leadership. At this crucial juncture, leaders can become vulnerable to embodying one of five archetypes that veer off the course of authenticity: imposters, rationalizers, glory seekers, loners, and shooting stars. The imposters maneuver through the corridors of power with a mix of guile and aggressiveness, lacking in self-awareness and esteem. Once they grab the reins of power, their only concern is keeping it, unmindful of the perceptions they engender. Then come the rationalizers, managers who twist and turn, straying from their core values to meet quotas at any cost. Their vision is short-sighted, prioritizing immediate wins over the long-term welfare of the company. Glory seekers are driven by the luster of external success, money, fame, and power. They work tirelessly, but their motivations are misaligned, their eyes fixed on the prize rather than the journey or the team that accompanies them. Loners isolate themselves, mistakenly believing that leadership is a solitary quest. They shun the idea of developing support systems or nurturing close relationships, ultimately cutting themselves off from valuable insights and guidance. Shooting stars ascend rapidly without taking the time to anchor their experiences with wisdom or to cultivate personal relationships. Their meteoric rise leaves them unprepared for the inevitable challenges, leading to both personal and professional turmoil. Consider Philip Purcell, former CEO of Morgan Stanley, as a cautionary tale of the imposter archetype. Purcell's ambition was to forge a financial titan by merging different sectors under one roof. However, his approach, characterized by manipulation and a disregard for dissent, eventually led to talented individuals leaving the firm, seething with frustration over his leadership. Yet the journey doesn't end with a misstep. Every leader, regardless of where they find themselves, has the chance to realign with their true north. The essence of leadership isn't self-promotion or individual success. It's about elevating others. empowering them to find their strengths and lead alongside you. Understanding your vulnerabilities as a leader and acknowledging the potential to veer off course is the first step in returning to your true north. Authentic leadership is a journey of continuous learning and unlearning, where the focus isn't on the leader but on the collective growth and empowerment of all. Part 3. Unlocking the power of authentic leadership to transform lives. In the realm of leadership, there exists a profound misunderstanding. The notion that a leader's strength is gauged by their capacity to gather followers. However, the essence of authentic leadership challenges this belief, proposing a more impactful approach. Empowering others to discover and reach their highest potential. This profound realization often stems from transformative life experiences that redefine a leader's purpose. Take Oprah Winfrey's eye-opening encounter, for instance. In an interview with Trudy Chase, a survivor of childhood abuse, Winfrey confronted her own past traumas. This moment of vulnerability was not just a turning point for her, but a revelation of her true mission: to empower individuals worldwide, particularly women, to overcome their challenges and seize their power. Such transformative experiences are common threads among authentic leaders. Moments of truth that shift their focus from self-promotion to the cultivation of others' potential. It's in these critical junctures that leaders uncover the purest form of their purpose, realizing that true leadership does not revolve around personal accolades, but the collective upliftment of others. Another compelling example is Steve Rothschild, who, while serving as vice president of General Mills, experienced a crisis of meaning. Despite his successful corporate career, Rothschild felt a void, the lack of direct impact on lives. This realization led him to leave the corporate world and found Twin Cities Rise, an organization aimed at training unemployed or underemployed adults for meaningful careers, thereby helping them establish financial stability and strengthen their families. These stories underscore a fundamental truth. Your leadership finds its most powerful expression not in achieving personal success, but in your capacity to enable others to find theirs. As leaders like Winfrey and Rothschild demonstrate, authentic leadership is about sharing your journey, not leading the parade. It's about helping others navigate their paths, empowering them to face their challenges and celebrate their victories. Your leadership purpose, your true north, lies not in the accolades you receive, but in the impact you have on the lives of those you choose to serve. As we delve deeper into the principles of authentic leadership, remember that your legacy is defined by how well you inspire, support, and empower those around you to uncover and embrace their true potential. Part 4. Navigating leadership with the compass of self-awareness. Know thyself, an ancient maxim as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago, remains a timeless piece of wisdom, particularly in the labyrinth of leadership. With the myriad facets that comprise our personalities and the complex decisions we face, having a steadfast compass that aligns our actions with our deepest values is indispensable. This internal guide, powered by self-awareness, ensures we remain true to our course, our true north. The core of this indispensable compass, self-awareness. It's the ability to introspect and recognize our most effective roles, our innate strengths, and our genuine interests. Beyond merely understanding ourselves, self-awareness acts as the foundation upon which true self-confidence is built. Consider the journey of Bruce Chizen, the former CEO of Adobe. Despite feeling out of place in a tech-dominated industry because of his non-engineering background, Chizen leveraged his sharp business acumen and marketing prowess. His self-aware assessment allowed him to ascend to the CEO position, underlining the fact that confidence sprouts from a deep understanding of one's abilities. Furthermore, self-awareness is the beacon that illuminates our inadequacies, enabling us to compensate by surrounding ourselves with people who possess the strengths we lack. Ned Barnholt, former CEO of Agilent, exemplifies this practice. by acknowledging that accounting wasn't his forte. Barnholt ensured his team was fortified with stellar financial minds, thereby creating a balanced and robust leadership team. Conversely, the tale of David Pottruck, ex-CEO of Charles Schwab, serves as a cautionary reminder of the pitfalls of lacking self-awareness. Pottruck's unwavering dedication to his work, instead of earning him accolades, bred resentment among his colleagues who perceived him as self-serving. This misalignment between self-perception and external perception, particularly his low trustworthiness rating, was a wake-up call. It compelled Pottruck to confront his blind spots head-on, an endeavor that not only mended broken bridges but also paved the way for the company's future triumphs. These narratives underscore a fundamental truth. Self-awareness is not merely a nice-to-have quality for leaders. It's an essential tool for navigation. It guides leaders in bringing together complementary talents, fostering an environment of mutual growth and success. More importantly, it ensures that every step taken is in harmony with one's core beliefs and goals, keeping the journey towards true north true to the essence of authentic leadership. Part 5. Living Your Leadership: The Power of Values and Principles in Action. Crafting the foundation of your leadership journey requires more than self-awareness. It involves defining and consistently practicing the values and principles that resonate most deeply with you. What is the essence of your moral compass? Is it unwavering integrity, the commitment to uplift others, or perhaps a combination of both? Identifying what truly matters to you is the first step in sculpting a leadership style that is not only effective, but also genuinely reflective of who you are. Translating personal values into practical leadership principles is no small feat. These principles become the bedrock of your decision-making process, guiding you not only during the tranquil periods, but, more importantly, through the tumultuous storms. Consider David Gergen, who served as an advisor to 4 U.S. presidents. Gergen's values were put to the ultimate test during the Watergate scandal. Faced with a conundrum that threatened to tarnish his integrity, he wrestled with the notion of resignation, but feared the stigma of abandoning a sinking ship. It was this harrowing experience that crystallized transparency as his paramount leadership principle. Born from witnessing a profound breach of trust at the nation's highest level, the journey of Narayana Murthy, the visionary behind Infosys, further illustrates the steadfast allegiance to one's principles, even in the face of daunting challenges. Murthy's vision was to prove that business in India could flourish without succumbing to corruption, a principle of honesty that demanded substantial sacrifices. The decision to forego bribes meant enduring a year-long wait for a mere telephone connection, a significant hurdle for any burgeoning company. Yet, this unwavering commitment not only set a high ethical standard within Infosys, but also cultivated a culture of discipline and respect that distinguished the company in the global marketplace. These stories underscore a crucial truth. Your values and principles will be rigorously tested, especially when you stand at the precipice of critical decisions. It is in these moments of truth that the strength of your true north is revealed. By remaining unwaveringly true to your core values, irrespective of the prevailing circumstances, you not only forge a leadership path marked by integrity, but also inspire those around you to mirror this commitment to authenticity. Murthy's adherence to honesty and transparency has not only defined Infosys's corporate ethos, but has also propelled the company to remarkable success over the years. This tangible legacy stands as testament to the enduring power of living your leadership through the consistent application of your values and principles. As you navigate the complexities of leadership, let your true north guide each step, ensuring that your journey remains aligned with the ideals that define your truest self. Part 6. Unlocking the Motivational Compass: The Drive Within versus External Rewards. At the heart of every authentic leader lies a wellspring of motivation, but the challenge often lies in tapping into the right source. Understanding what propels you forward is paramount. Are your actions driven by external rewards or by an inner calling? This distinction between extrinsic and intrinsic motivations is not just theoretical. It deeply influences how leaders chart their course and achieve fulfillment in their roles. Extrinsic motivations are the tangible rewards we chase: commendations from peers, financial bonuses, prestigious titles. They are the benchmarks society often uses to measure success. However, these external validations, while rewarding in the short term, may not sustain the deeper yearnings that guide authentic leadership. Conversely, intrinsic motivations arise from an intimate place within, stemming from our life stories and the values we hold dear. These motivations are fueled by the joy of personal achievement, the pride in adhering to one's beliefs, and the relentless pursuit of growth. Unlike their extrinsic counterparts, intrinsic motivations offer a more enduring source of satisfaction, driving leaders to make decisions that align with their true north. Unfortunately, the allure of material success and societal applause can sometimes overshadow these internal drives, leading many to pursue paths that, while outwardly successful, leave them feeling unfulfilled and disconnected from their authentic selves. The trap of high-paying jobs is a common narrative, promising freedom and fulfillment down the line, yet often leading to a lifestyle that's hard to leave and a sense of purpose that's increasingly difficult to find. But the journey of authentic leadership doesn't necessitate the abandonment of all external rewards. Rather, it's about finding a harmonious balance between the extrinsic and intrinsic forces that shape our motivations. Bob Fisher, the visionary chairman of The Gap, exemplifies this balance beautifully. Amid the serenity of the Feather River, amidst remnants of a bygone gold rush, Fisher stumbled upon a cause that would define his intrinsic motivation: environmental preservation. This realization didn't just enrich Fisher personally, it propelled him to integrate this passion into the fabric of his company, marrying his intrinsic drive with the extrinsic benefit of enhancing the company's image in the public eye. Fisher's narrative underscores a pivotal lesson for those on the path to authentic leadership. By aligning our actions with the motivations that resonate deeply with our core, we not only achieve greater personal satisfaction, but also inspire those around us. This alignment doesn't diminish the value of external rewards, but places them in service of a higher, more fulfilling mission. As leaders, embracing both sides of our motivational spectrum enables us to navigate our journeys with integrity, purpose, and a sense of true accomplishment. Let the balance between intrinsic and extrinsic motivations guide your leadership, allowing your true north to illuminate the path to genuine fulfillment and impactful leadership. Part 7: Cultivating Your Circle, the Art of Building a Support Team for Leadership Success. Even the most seemingly indefatigable leaders, those at the pinnacle of their industries, share a common need with us all: the need for support and recognition. Acknowledging this, exceptional leaders go a step beyond. They consciously assemble dedicated support teams. These alliances are not just about bolstering their confidence, they're about fostering growth, nurturing talent, and encouraging authentic leadership. The role of a mentor in this support framework cannot be overstated. Throughout history, transformative leaders often attribute a significant part of their development to the mentors who have guided them. These mentors are the catalysts for change, offering not mere reassurance but challenging their mentees to confront their limitations and transcend them. Consider the story of Dave Dillon, who, as a young vice president of Fry's Supermarket, found an unexpected mentor in Chuck Fry, the store's former owner. This connection blossomed into daily discussions, with Fry imparting invaluable insights on maximizing the company's potential. This illustrates the importance of reaching out to potential mentors. These relationships can profoundly shape your leadership journey. Beyond mentors, forming a personal support group offers another layer of communal wisdom and perspective. These groups consist of peers who regularly deliberate over life's significant questions, providing each other with honest feedback and guidance. Bill George, one of the authors, shares his experience with a men's group that meets weekly, emphasizing its vital role in his personal and professional development over the last 30 years. However, the network of support extends beyond professional mentors and peer groups. It includes your closest personal relationships, your partner, family, and friends. These individuals offer solace and understanding, especially when the solitary nature of leadership becomes overwhelming. The essence of building a support team lies in the recognition that leadership is not a solitary endeavor. It thrives on the collective strength, wisdom, and encouragement of those around you. Such a team serves not only as a bulwark during challenging times, but also as a constant reminder of your values and goals. Creating a robust support system requires both vulnerability and initiative, the courage to seek guidance, and the willingness to nurture lasting relationships. Whether it's within the confines of your organization, through cherished mentors, or amidst the companionship of friends and family, every leader has the opportunity to cultivate a circle of support. In the end, these networks of support allow leaders to remain grounded, ensuring that they never lose sight of their true north, even amidst the complexities of leadership. Keep investing in these relationships, for they are the bedrock upon which authentic leadership is built. Part 8. Harmonizing Life Symphony, the Journey to a Unified Self. In the intricate dance of leadership, the spotlight often falls on the persona we adopt in our professional endeavors, casting a shadow on the multifaceted nature of our lives. However, the essence of authentic leadership extends far beyond the confines of an office, demanding a symphony where personal and professional lives are in harmony. This is the foundation of an integrated life, a concept that dares us to embody the same core values across every sphere of our existence, be it at work, with family, within our communities, or among friends. Striking this balance is not merely aspirational, it's essential for those who seek to navigate their true north consistently. The challenge, however, lies in recognizing that our time and energies are finite. Life invariably presents us with difficult choices and trade-offs, compelling us to prioritize what truly matters. Consider the story of Chris Johnson, a promising executive at Medtronic. Her career trajectory was on an impressive ascent, yet this very success began to encroach upon her time with family. The rigors of managing a global business meant extended periods away from her loved ones, a sacrifice that became too great. Johnson's decision to shift gears and join a venture capital firm reflected a deliberate move towards achieving a better work-life balance, a testament to the integrated life. This integrated approach also serves as an anchor, a mechanism to keep us grounded amidst the tumultuous highs and lows of leadership. Authentic leaders often have sacred spaces, places imbued with personal significance where they can retreat, to rejuvenate their spirits and recalibrate their perspective. Regularly reconnecting with these places and the meaningful relationships they represent can provide a much-needed refuge and a reminder of who we truly are. Akshata Murthy's regular pilgrimages back to her roots in Bangalore serves as a poignant example. Despite the vast distances and her father's prominence as the CEO of Infosys, she remains tethered to her origins, to the friendships and familial ties that forged her identity. This commitment to her heritage not only keeps her grounded, but also fuels her desire to make a tangible impact on her homeland. The pursuit of an integrated life compels us to confront the reality that leadership is not an isolated aspect of our existence, but a reflection of our whole being. The choices we make in striving to balance our personal and professional lives are what define our authenticity as leaders. While the pressures and stresses of leadership are inevitable, maintaining a harmony between our various roles ensures we never lose sight of ourselves. Embrace this holistic approach to leadership, for it is in the unity of life's diverse melodies that we find our true north and our truest selves. Final summary. In a world teeming with leaders of every stripe, the hallmark of an authentic leader is their steadfast commitment to a core mission driven by integrity and guided by their true north. This unique compass is not a physical tool, but an amalgamation of the leader's character, values, and motivations that ensures their path remains aligned with profound authenticity. To navigate towards this true north, A leader must embark on a journey of self-discovery, understanding the nuances of their personality, honing their self-awareness, and identifying what truly motivates them. It's about tapping into the intrinsic motivations that resonate with one's personal story and values, and achieving a harmonious balance between professional ambitions and personal commitments. The essence of this journey is to cultivate a leadership style that is not only effective, but also true to oneself. By building supportive relationships, embracing the lessons from mentors, and staying true to your values, even in the face of adversity, you can unlock the power of authentic leadership. In embracing this path, leaders are called not to follow the crowd, but to forge their own way, guided by an internal compass that ensures every decision, every action, aligns with their deepest convictions. This is the beacon that illuminates the path to authentic leadership, a path that promises not just success, but a legacy of integrity, impact, and inspiration. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.